You'd say the man got awfully
angry.
Okay. Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, "Ooh, I'm really
hungry and tired."
Okay. The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child.
Let's see.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
Stomachache.
Okay. Or where does he feel sick? He feels sick.
In the stomach, he's saying.
Okay. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Teasing them.
Mm-hmm. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave, or what's going to get you? You better behave, or..."
Bullying.
Okay. How do you greet your friends on December the 25th?
A smile.
And what do you say to them?
Christmas gift.
Okay. What does that mean, actually, Christmas gift?
Did you get something?
You mean if they say it, ruin it now.
If I come up and tell you Christmas gift, look, you give me something. You tell me Christmas gift, or you look for me to give you something.
Okay. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, "I'm glad I don't have to what this very far. I'm glad I don't have to
total."
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in water and it can draw its head and its feet inside its shell?
Terrapin.
Okay. Well, now, does a terrapin live in the water?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Most in general, it's some in for water and land.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Well, would you call the one that lives on land something different?
All of them terrapins.
All of them are terrapins. Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Chili.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Center part of an egg. Center part of an egg.
Yeah, you know, there's the white, and then inside
and
that.
Yellow. White and yellow egg.
Okay. Let's see. Now, I asked you about the intestines of a hog. Now, can the insides of other creatures be eaten, too?
That's about all I know inside me is eating.
Alright. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Upper part of a man's body. Breast.
Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? A person might get into one of these to go fishing.
Boat.
Okay. Would you call it anything different if it had a squared front on it? You know, some have a front like that, and some have a squared off front.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you just call them all boats?
I think they're all boats.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, "That's certainly a pretty what of beads?"
String.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Whipped him.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
Back part of a man's leg.
Yeah, you might say he got down on his
knees.
Well, not here, but like this. If he were to get down like this, you say he got down on his
squatted.
Okay.
Squatted day.
Have you ever heard people say, "Get down on his hunkers or his haunches or anything like that"?
Maybe so. You could say that.